Chapter 19. Location: The Archangel's Garden. When Nimbus arrived, Michael wasn't in his office. No one knew where he was, and Nimbus didn't know what to do. He searched the gardens and then the center where he had departed on his last mission. Then he saw Michael descending quickly, as if he was coming down some bright yellow long tube that humans called a water slide. "Wahoo!" Michael sang out. "Where are you coming from?" Nimbus asked in disbelief. He had had so many experiences lately, he was beginning to question his sanity. "Hello, Nimbus," the Archangel said, landing like a paratrooper on the ground. He stretched out his wings, then retracted them as he slicked back his long blonde hair. "Didn't expect you back so soon."
"I have so much to tell you," Nimbus almost shouted.
"Well, come into the garden and take a few breaths to calm yourself. The flowers are still open, and each fragrance is most enchanting."
Nimbus followed Michael into the Archangel's garden. All the flowers came alive with laughter and joy when they saw him. Some reached high to get a better look at the angel, and of course Nimbus floated over for full view.
"Do they need a drink?" he asked.
"Sure, they would be delighted."
Nimbus was so excited to tell Michael about everything that he built fast and sprinkled every single posy. He had learned self-control and how to better spread himself around. He, too, felt as fresh as the flowers who sparkled in the sun.
"Thank you, my friend. They are most grateful."
"Sure," Nimbus said and followed Michael down a winding path.
"Something tells me you had a good experience with Junior," Michael said, tapping a few gladiolas. They giggled.
"I wouldn't call it a good experience. In the end, it wrenched my heart. Was that compassion?"
"Did you feel his pain? Or did you want to rescue him?"
"Well, yes, exactly. I was helpless like him, and then I felt hopeless. We both did."
"Then it was a good lesson,"
Michael said, and sat down on a cement bench and closed his eyes looking up at the sun.
"What was good about it? It was very painful."
"Yes, I bet it was. But you were suffering with Junior, which made you join him in his helplessness. Then, as you said, both of you felt hopeless. Maybe there was a misinterpretation of empathy, which got confused with compassion and sympathy."
"Maybe," Nimbus said.
"Oh, let's try and define the three, shall we? Empathy is our feeling of awareness towards the human's emotions and an attempt to understand how they feel. Sympathy is more of a feeling of pitying them."
Michael opened his eyes and looked at Nimbus.
"Are you with me?"
I think so," Nimbus said, hovering close to the intoxicating lavender sprigs.
"Now, compassion is the emotional response to empathy or sympathy and creates a desire to help, which is what was happening to you."
"Well, at first I was feeling pity, but that only made Junior mad. But wasn't I there to help and be more empathetic?
Understanding, yes. Empathy can feel really good at first, but due to Junior's disease, you started to feel stuck since you couldn't assist him or fix his dilemma. This is where it drifts into that helpless feeling, not only for him, but for his whole family."
"But he said I helped him, and we actually became good friends. So why do I feel so bad?"
"Because too much empathy, trying too hard to understand, leads to too much compassion, which is draining. Feeling Junior's sufferings takes a toll over time. In other words, Nimbus, you put yourself in his shoes but wore them too long."
Michael cocked his head and smiled at Nimbus.
"I don't remember putting on his shoes," Nimbus said proudly, getting Michael's innuendos. "In your case with Junior and your major achievement as an Angel's associate, you learned about the difference between empathy and compassion. You moved on from sympathy right away, and that was good. In the future, you will make the conscious choice to turn your emotion into action by seeing a more constructive way to deal with the situation.
In all fairness, you did handle Junior with more compassion than you think.
Then how do I stop feeling so bad?
Maybe you're just feeling love.
Love? You think? I thought it was feeling sorry.
I almost envy that because I don't. And then I ran into the snake that had me help her shed her skin so she wouldn't die. She said she stayed with that good feeling too long. But it took me helping her to free herself of what was comfortable. And she was sad that she had to let it go. How does that make any sense? Then she was happy again because she had a better skin. Why is giving up the old so hard?
It feels to me that you are ready to shed a skin of your own, Nimbus. And that's because of what you have learned.
What?
This too shall pass.
What?
After a rainstorm comes sunshine.
Oh, here we go, Nimbus said and sighed.
Yeah, all sunshine creates a desert.
So does that mean I am important to these humans?
Well, you're necessary, that's for sure, Michael said and stood up.
Are you ready for your next level? I think you're on a roll here.
Seriously?
You'll like this next one. I only give the elderly to the most advanced angel clouds.
Michael led the way back to his office.
I am to work with an old person?
His name is Floyd. He's your next assignment.
Michael pulled a file out of midair, scanned it, then gazed at Nimbus.
Since you have never worked with the elderly, I'll give you a few pointers. First, they can be very challenging.
In what way?
Well, they have had many experiences. You might say they've survived all kinds of weather and are well seasoned.
Meaning?
They are stubborn and don't take advice well, especially Floyd. He's 76.
Well, besides Floyd's age, is there anything else I should know about him?
Yes. You will be working with him under adverse conditions, Michael said.
He smiled at Nimbus's bewildered look.
You just need to go with the flow, Nimbus. Accept whatever happens.
Well, what's going to happen? Nimbus asked, starting to glow and grow.
It's all about you accepting a different assignment.
How is it different?
Michael took a deep breath. Luckily, he was a very patient angel. He was always patient with Nimbus. Maybe it was because Nimbus was so cute. No matter how mature he tried to be, Nimbus still had that baby face full of innocence and sweetness.
Nimbus, this is a tough one to explain because it's a mystery. You can't predict how it will turn out. Only Floyd knows. And actually, Floyd doesn't know.
He doesn't know what he knows? Nimbus asked, more confused than ever.
Yes, but he also knows what he doesn't know, and that's what I'm trying to say to you, Michael said, taking a cleansing breath.
Oh, he has dementia.
No, Michael said, then took a different approach. Look, you just have to trust me on this one and let yourself handle what comes up for him. The word to remember is acceptance.
So when I meet Floyd, am I supposed to just accept him and hang around?
He is a truck driver taking a household shipment to Milwaukee. You will need to hide out in the back of his truck and find a way to introduce yourself without giving him a heart attack.
This sounds very different. Why am I supposed to do this?
He is wanting to see his son before he dies and needs our help.
He's going to die? Nimbus asked.
Eventually they all die, but he doesn't know when he is going to die unless you give him a heart attack, Michael said. You see, Nimbus, Floyd has a bad heart. So extra care is called for on this assignment. You will need to be patient and keep calm. I have no doubt that you will find a way to help him. Hopefully.
Oh, helping him see his son before he dies, Nimbus said.
Hopefully.
Oh, I got this, Your Eminence, Nimbus said with a salute.
He bobbed out the door quickly. Michael smiled and said,
I just love that guy.